Welcome back, our twisted little friends. You are listening to Murder Maidens, a podcast dedicated to discussing crimes committed by women. Your hosts are
Monica,
Robin,
Sandy,
and today's host is going to be Monica.
Tis I. So
did you huzzah or
I said,
this is I?
Tis I.
Oh, tis I. Okay, I definitely didn't hear any of that. Okay.
So I did give you guys kind of a little hint last week that I was going to be covering a wrestler. Mm-hmm. So today's case is going to be about Juana Barraza. And her nickname, her serial killer nickname, was, these are all Spanish, so bear with me, La Mataviejas, which is the old lady killer. So, and apparently, she was the first serial killer that the Mexican government actually gave, like, a serial killer name to. Mm-hmm. So, wrestling is a popular sport watched, you know, all over the world. I do not watch it personally, but
we do.
I know Sandy does. Yeah. And I mean, the face that Robin's giving me, I assume she doesn't watch it either.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to go into my thoughts on wrestling.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, but there are a lot of people who like it. I'm more of the actual ones that you really beat the piss out of people and not just dance around in frilly underwear and, yeah.
We don't watch it religiously, but there have been phases in our life that we have. Mm-hmm. And we still do watch like all the pay-per-views and stuff like that. It's just,
it's like so fake. Like I'd rather watch the UFC and like
you
watch
have to go in it knowing it's fake and not fake. Really taking it as serious as people do. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
There's some hardcore people out there.
Yeah, I prefer the UFC. UFC too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sandy.
Yeah.
So. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking? Oh.
I would love to smell what The Rock is cooking. All over my face.
I would lick the sweat off of his balls after a wrestling match with no shame.
When you get that taint juice mixing in there.
I wouldn't care. Give it The Rock is so perfect.
He is.
It would not even bother me. I'd be like, okay, no problem. You want me to lick where? Suck what?
Yeah. I mean, him and the only other wrestler that I know, which is worth any time, is Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Who is, like, related to The Rock somehow.
I love. They all are. God, why am I? Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, I don't know any of these people.
So I just know The Rock and John Cena.
Yeah, him too. Yeah, he could get it.
Yeah, he could throw me around.
Yeah. Anyway. So, in Mexico, professional wrestling is known as Lucha Libre. And if you've seen Nacho Libre.
All I think about.
I know that's all I could think about was when I was writing this. And wrestlers are known as luchadors, and they wear colorful masks, and they put on like a performance like while they're doing it. So, you know, like how we have our wrestling here, they kind of have it planned out kind of ahead of time a little bit. So, Juana Barraza was born December 27th, 1957, It's Hidalgo, Mexico, which is an area that's just north of Mexico City. Now, her mother, Justa Sampierio, was an alcoholic and sold Juana to a man for beer at the age of 12 years old. And that man repeatedly raped her while she was in his care.
What is with these parents?
I don't know. So, and she actually became pregnant from, like, this encounter with this guy, and she gave birth to a son a little later on. Now, she did go on to have three other children, but I believe it was only one from this man. So, by day, Juana worked as a popcorn vendor, And at night, she was a luchadora and went by the name La Dama del Silencio, Silencio, which is the silent lady. But she was up to something much more sinister in her spare time. Now, I read somewhere it was like 2003 she started her killing. Somewhere else it was like 1998. So it was kind of, you know, in that general vicinity, late 90s, early 2000s. She acquired a list of women who were on government assistance programs, and she used this to identify women who lived alone, and she would gain access to their homes pretending to be a nurse sent by the government to kind of do like well checks. And once she was inside the home, she would pick a weapon, like a pair of stockings or a telephone cord, something like that, and she would strangle them. Now, she would search her home and, like, search their homes and, like, take mementos, but, like, it wasn't really necessarily, like, based that she was just going to rob them or anything like that. She actually just took them as, like, a little trinket to, like, remind her of the murder. You know, some murderers do that. They like to keep a box of hair or teeth or whatever. But she actually took religious memorabilia. So she would take, like, a cross. She would take, like, a little angel, like, something like that, which is kind of strange. Like, you're killing these women and then just taking religious artifacts. Now, all of the women were aged 60 and older, and there was conflicting evidence during the investigation, like, while they were trying to capture the killer, because first they thought it was two killers doing all this. Like, so first they were looking for two people, and Juana was 5'7". She was very stocky. I couldn't find, like, an exact weight, but she had, like, really short hair. So by 2005, there were a few witnesses that had seen, like, people coming and going, leaving, you know, the sites of the crime. And they reported that there was a man wearing women's clothing committing all these crimes. Now, you figure she was a wrestler. She was kind of tall for a woman. You know, she was stocky, short hair. So, you know, that could be conceived as, like, a man, like, in drag. So January 25th, 2006, 82-year-old Ana Maria de los Reyes Alfaro, can you say that three times fast, was strangled with a stethoscope, and while Juana was fleeing the scene, she was arrested. Now, it came as a shock to many Mexicans because they believed it was a male that was doing all this. But fingerprints linked her to at least 10 murders. Now, she did confess to murdering Alfara, because, you know, she was arrested leaving the scene, and three other women, but denied involvement in, like, any other murders. She was tried in the spring of 2008. Prosecutors claim that she was responsible for as many as 40 murders. Now, she was found guilty on 16 charges of murder and aggravated burglary. She was sentenced to 759 years in prison. Now, in Mexico, sentences are served concurrently, and the max sentence under Mexican law is 60 years. So she basically got 60 years. So, because they compounded the sentences for each murder, so, because, honestly, 759 years, that's just a little crazy. But, you know, with, like, appeals and things like that. So, the max sentence would be 60 years for her. Now, she apparently went after these women because they reminded her of her mother. You know, she had childhood trauma and everything like that. And her being the reason for all this that happened. And, like I said, she did have a total of 4 children. And her oldest did die in a mugging.
Aww.
So, yeah. But in 2015, Juana found love while in prison. So, at the age of 56, she married Miguel Angel, who is a 74-year-old fellow convict serving a sentence for murder, you know, upstanding guy, in the men's section of Santa Martha Acatila prison, where Juana is also serving her sentence.
I wonder how they, like, got connected.
So, I'll get into that. They were married a year after they started dating, along with 48 other couples who also took their vows within the prison. Now, after the collective ceremony, the prison provided, the prison provided food, music, and a cake for a reception. Okay. Now, yes, I know, right?
What is this?
Wait, so the Mexican government has a program called Lazos en Reclusión, which is bonds in confinement. And it's to help inmates bond and form personal relationships with each other. So, like, this is encouraged.
This would be a great TV show.
I know, right? So this is, like, encouraged. So, like, I guess, like, in the courtyard, like, they do have the men in the women's section, but I guess, like, there are times where they, like, intermingle and everything like that. So, you know, she found love.
This is bizarre to me.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is probably the coolest thing I ever heard.
Right.
In prison's got to go and old.
Right? But, unfortunately, they were divorced in 2017.
Okay, wait. But do they have, like, what are they called? Like,
conjugal visits?
Yes, conjugal.
I would imagine so.
They are husband and
they
wife.
They are husband
now.
And wife. So, like,
Monica.
They probably have, like, hey, every Friday at noon, it's fuck time. Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, like, I'm curious. Now you let them get married. You literally gave them a wedding. Do you let them get it in?
I know. That's
they probably all what each of the couples probably went to the little conjugal room and they're like, this is your honeymoon.
Yeah.
You get 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Please, they're inmates. It's probably like 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Well, if it's on like the regular.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
You know.
I don't know what those guys be doing in prison.
Oh, I know. I know, right? Any port in a storm, a hole's a hole.
She's crazy.
Yeah. So it was estimated that she killed up to 48 women, like all with the same MO and everything like that, but they could only
link her to
so many.
Yeah.
And she never confessed. She, like I said, she confessed to the one that she got caught, and she said there was three other ones. But she was like, well, I'm not confessing. I didn't do those. So
she didn't wear her murder gloves.
Yeah.
Because her fingerprints.
Yeah. Don't be a dumb bitch. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You ain't at Rycliffe Asylum or whatever it was.
Briarcliff.
Yeah.
Briarcliff. What'd she say? Ragcliffe?
Ratcliffe.
I don't know. I don't know if you know this. I actually asked Jim the other day what his thoughts about it. You can literally do, like, write a prisoner. There's, like, a site, and you can go.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you can pick a prisoner, like, look at their pictures, find out what they're in for, and, like, set up, like,
email stuff. So should we find a female murderer?
Well, so when I approached a gym, in my head, I was thinking, like, male. I was just like, babe, like, you know how you tell me
I was
going to get a...
I was thinking male, too.
Yeah.
I was
I thought, like, do they have pictures?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
what's the website, just so I know?
I'll send it to you. I have to look up the actual website.
Okay.
But I said to him, I approached him.
Are we going to be murder whores?
Yes.
Are we going to be like those? Are we going to be those bitches on a Night Stalker?
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm falling in love with a prisoner.
Yeah. Did you? Mm-hmm. I know, Sandy, you started watching it.
I finished it. Yeah. I started it in one day.
Okay. Well,
I'll watch it tonight.
You know, obviously when Ramirez was in prison, like, there were women, like, sending nude photos and this and that to him. And that one chick was like, they're all a bunch of dumb bitches.
Well, I said to him, I was like, oh, you always tell me I need to get a hobby. Like, I think I'm going to get a, I'm going to get a pen pal from prison. And his mom, and I was talking about a guy. And I said, you know, you can see their pictures and find out what they're in for. So I think I might pick somebody and, you know, start talking to them. And Jim was like, oh, you're going to, like, he didn't hear him. And he was like, oh, like, you're going to find, like, a girl for, like, your story. And, like, you know, you can kind of, like, you know, use her. And I was like, I don't want to be talking to another girl.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to a guy. And Jim was like, oh, no. But that's what he said. He's like, I don't want any, like, I don't want you to fall in love with a guy. I'm like,
fall in love with a guy.
You think I'm going to go on there and fall in love with a guy who's in jail and leave you for him when I can't even take care of myself and you want me to take care of somebody else?
There are crazier things that have happened. Meanwhile, he gets paroled in a couple months and then comes knocking on your door and kills your husband.
Right.
That's what my concern would be, like a return address type of situation.
Well, I think they have it like, I think you can do it with like email.
Oh, cool.
You can do email. You don't have to actually physically.
Oh, yeah, because they're high-tech in prison now. I forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So you mean to tell me they have Wi-Fi? They get free food? They don't have to pay for a gym membership? Are you fucking kidding me?
This is why I always tell Rob, I said, I'm not afraid to go to jail. I get three meals a day. I get exercise. I get away from my kid.
Right? A free college education?
So it's like a vacation up in there.
So the site is literally called writeaprisoner.com.
I'm doing it. I'll do it on intermission.
Search inmate profiles. Search inmates profiles by state. You can advanced search an inmate. New inmate. You have literally.
Do they have pictures on there?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, hold on.
This is happening. But we're all just getting an inmate.
And here's another one. Prisoninmates.com.
Is this like a dating site?
Oh, please tell me it is.
Write a prisoner.
Prison pen pals looking for friendship, employment, education, housing, and more.
Oh, so we could be friends to the end. Heidi Ho.
This is the first one.
I can't see. Down. Yeah, he looks a little crazy.
He got glorious hair, though.
They literally have a little, my name is, and about me. Profile alert.
Oh, I have to do this. I'm going to get beat for it.
You're going to get murdered when they get out of prison.
That's okay. At least I'll have, like, a really good story about my life.
But I'm just saying, if anybody needs a pen pal and feel a little lonely in the COVID pandemic, you can write a prisoner.com.
All right. Meet an inmate says it's the number one. Let's see. Ooh, male inmates.
I'm going to do them all.
I think we're all getting divorced.
Oh, well, we're going to meet an inmate. We'll be fine.
My first question to my inmate will be, do you have a driver's license?
That is, like, the only important question when starting a new relationship.
Yes. Like,
can you drive?
If you can't drive, I don't want it. Just no matter like how good that dig is.
I need to be chauffeured.
I do.
Some of these, there's like a bunch of pictures that showed up on the one. Most of these guys are scaring me.
The one I had a few good ones, a few bad ones.
Ugh.
But
I'm not sure if this is a man or a woman, actually. This could be a man in a wig.
Where do you get a wig in?
Ooh, hi. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, boo.
How you doing? Hold on. Look at Brandon.
Oh, right. Shit. Yeah. Brandon.
He's in Kentucky.
He's probably getting it in prison, though.
Yeah, he probably does. Yeah.
He's too pretty for that life.
His butt's bigger than mine.
I'll write him. What up?
But wait. These are all pre-prison photos, so you know they probably don't look anything like this now.
No, they're missing a couple teeth.
Yeah.
They look hard.
Gained a little weight, maybe lost it. I'm curious. All right, this guy. I'm curious. What did he do? What did this guy do?
He's child molester.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking, too.
He's a child molester.
It's that, or he's, like,
embezzlement.
Like, embezzlement.
Embezzlement, yeah. Yeah, he's a little too straight-laced looking.
He look a little funny, though. We'll play Guess the Crime. Let's do drunk Guess the Crime over Zoom.
Ooh, she looks like a crazy bitch.
Oh.
She probably stabbed her boyfriend. That's mm-hmm. She's got that kind of look to her.
She got that look like she strung out probably on drugs and probably murdered someone for $50.
But yeah, that's what I bring to the table this week.
Oh,
Thank you for bringing that to the table.
This section has a looking for love.
Oh, shit. Section. I need it.
Oh, damn.
Let's see. Whoa.
That's not a good sign.
No. Yeah. Let's see. Oh. Oh, he looks like Shug Knight. Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh.
So this guy is blowing a kiss through a heart in his hand, but it looks scary as fuck.
Oh my god, he's 32, North Carolina.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. So this is interesting. So you can find love with an inmate.
Oh, this is so. I just kind of want to do it for like research, like I don't want to love an inmate. I just. That's not my thing, but
you might fall in love with him.
No.
I'm just not into the criminal, like guys, like the criminal. I can't speak criminal enterprises. I'm too bad of anxiety.
Yeah.
To deal with all that.
So
I just don't want to deal with drama. Don't bring it.
One of my grandfather's friends was in jail. Don't know what he was in jail for, but he got into the pen pal thing, right? Mm-hmm. And his pen pal was this girl from India.
Okay.
And they wrote back and forth. He got out of jail. He went to India and brought her back and married her, and he's still married to her to this day.
Okay.
And I work with her.
I do believe you can do that. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
You know, like, all for it if people do that. No disrespect for you. Yeah. That's your life.
And, like, some people, like, go to jail for, like, stupid stuff. That's,
That
it doesn't necessarily mean that they're, like, they didn't murder someone. Yeah. Or they're not on drugs. They're just, like, you know, they didn't pay their speeding tickets. And they got a warrant out for their arrest. Or, like dumb stuff.
Yeah. I'm not about, I don't want to deal with that life.
Yeah, me either. I'm lazy.
But I would gladly talk to somebody and just be like,
"Oh,
this is what Chase, I did today."
Chase is definitely someone's bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's so adorable. He's only 22.
He went to school. He went for drugs.
Probably, yeah.
He's high as hell in that picture.
He's got that look.
All right, you guys ready to play a game?
Yep.
Do you want to play a game? I can't do the voice. We all know that.
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah. It's a lot better. All right. Our location is the Food Network Kitchen.
Love it.
I know where he got this from. So I have... Does anybody watch Worst Cooks?
No.
Yes, I love Worst Cooks in America.
Okay. Well, I think like 2 seasons ago, Ari won. She was a... African-American female who had like 6 adoptive kids. We really liked her on the show. And we were just reading a news article yesterday. She got arrested and is on like going to be standing trial for child abuse leading to death because one of her adopted kids was found dead in the house. So yeah, we were like, we liked her. She was like, you know, really good on the show and, like, nice and everything. And she won. And you never know. You never know what happened. I don't know if she is guilty, not guilty. I literally have, I just read the article about that this is what she was arrested for, you know? But, like, I knew as soon as I saw Food Network Kitchen, I was like, he was thinking about that.
Yeah.
But your target, and I'm really mad at this target, Bobby Flay.
Not Bobby!
We got it. We got it.
He's all a steakhouse right. guy, right?
He's the good-looking one.
Yeah. He does. He has a lot of things. He owns, like, the burger place, too.
Okay.
Is it just Flay Burgers or Bobby Flay Burgers? He owns a burger place, though. And our scenario. Bobby Flay is the special guest judge on Chopped. You spend the first two rounds making fuck me eyes to Bobby while undoing the top buttons of your chef jacket during judging.
Sounds about right.
Yep.
You make it to the finals with the chance to win $20,000. Bobby says your baking cupcakes don't have enough salt and you lose.
Fuck you, Bobby Flay.
Your mission, quote unquote, convince Bobby Flay to give you the 20 grand you deserve after the filming ends. You don't have to kill, but you do need to get away with it. Your weapons, a butcher knife, a magic bullet blender, or a tub of his precious salt that you that screwed you out of 20K.
All right, so I'm last. So Robin's first?
I'm first.
Oh, you're first?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. This is hard.
When I saw magic bullet, I kind of wish you would have said magic bullet, like vibrator.
The sex one, yeah.
Do you remember when we had that white elephant party and that magic bullet was under the tree and, like, we were, like, stealing it from each other? It was, like, a hot commodity. This was years ago.
Nobody cares about it now. I don't remember
this. Maybe you didn't.
We're all advanced from magic bullets.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It was quite some time
ago. We're up to Hitachi wands now.
That's too much for me. I don't want that.
Why?
I need some shit that's hooked to a car battery.
That's true.
Matter of fact, just get the electrodes.
All right, so butcher knife, magic bullet blender, and a tub of his precious salt screwed you out of 20.
I know what I want, but...
I don't know, because you don't have to kill.
Yeah.
You just have need to that 20 cramp.
I think I want the least popular one, I'm hoping, so.
Okay. I think I'm going to do a butcher knife. And here's what I'm thinking. So, it's me and Bobby, and I'm going to be like, look, I've been giving you fuck you eyes, like, this whole time. And... you want salt in your bacon cupcakes? Bacon is the salt. It's supposed to be sweet and salty, but your bacon is the salt. So,
oh, wait. It says bacon?
Bacon cupcakes.
Oh, I thought like bacon. Baking.
No.
Yeah.
Like bacon.
I was the same thing with you. I didn't realize it was meat bacon.
Yes. Okay. Bacon cupcakes. So meat bacon on your cupcake. So, I'm going to be like, your bacon is the salt, and your cupcake is the sweet. You got sweet and salty. I don't want to make it too salty for you. You fucked up. I want 20 grand. And then, we're going to be, like, close up to each other, and I'm going to have that steak knife. And Bobby is a chef. He needs his fingers. So, I'm going to put that knife literally right on his thumb. And I'm going to do it as dominant hand. And we're going to say he's right-handed, because I'm not really quite sure, but usually most people are. So, we're going to have it on his right thumb. I'm going to be like, give me that 20 grand, or I'm cutting off your thumb. And he's going to be like, ah, no. And I'm going to start putting a little pressure so it's breaking skin a little bit. And I'm going to be like, give me that 20 grand, or I'm going to keep going. And he's going to be like, no. And I'm going to be like, pushing a little bit down more. So now we're getting a little really deep cut. He's going to need some stitches. He's going to crack, and he's going to give me my 20 grand because he needs his thumb because he needs a he's a chef. And that's it. End of the day. And he's not going to talk about it because He's just not.
Because Sandy says so.
I said so, bitch.
Because then he ain't going to talk because then everybody else is going to try and do it. And they're going to be, like, trying to do worse. And he's going to be like, ah, he's too pretty for that shit. So. So that's what I did.
That's all I have to say about that.
Alrighty. Am I next?
Yes.
Okay, so the salt and...
The magic bullet blender.
Magic bullet blender. Alright, I'm gonna take the magic bullet blender. And I'm going to make him a smoothie, like a peace offering. But, are you ready for this? Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to put rattlesnake. Is rattlesnake venomous? Whatever. A venomous snake venom thing.
So, here's the thing. Venomous is only bad if it bites you. If you're going to drink something, you need something poisonous.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you could extract the venom from a snake.
You can, but you have to, like, inject it. I don't think it. I don't think you would. I don't think you would die if you ingested it.
Wait, I got to know this now.
Yeah, that's different. Venomous is it bites you, and poisonous is you ingest it.
Okay.
So those dart frogs, they're poisonous.
Really?
Yeah. That's why people lick them in the jungle and they trip balls.
You're right. Yeah, it says venoms are generally non-toxic if swallowed. Well, what the hell?
So you just need something poisonous.
But I know. I had this whole scenario, though. Like, an antidote. And it's like...
You can do something else. Poison it. Like a poisonous frog.
Yeah.
Okay, so the poisonous
frog. Like the dart frog.
Okay, so can I take its poison?
Yeah, it's like on its skin.
Can I milk it?
You can milk anything. Not like that. I got nipples, fucker.
Anyway, so I'm going to extract the venom or the poison from a dart frog, apparently.
It, like, excretes it, yeah.
Oh, it excretes it. You know what? Fuck it. This is a lot of work. I'm going to just throw the goddamn frog in the blender.
Fuck it.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to blend that bitch up, and then he's going to drink it, and he's going to be like, oh, I've been poisoned. Oh. And I'm going to be like, give me the $20,000, and if you give it to me, then I'll give you the antidote. Dart frogs have antidotes?
Sure.
I would think. Sure.
I'm sure there's something they can do to counteract.
Okay, well, I'll give you the cure for what I just gave you. If you give me the $20,000. If not, you're going to die. And he's going to be like, okay, I'll give you the $20,000. He's going to give me the $20,000, and I'm going to give him the cure. Or did I? And he dies. Ooh. And it just looks like, and I'll just put a frog next to him, and he'll think that... They'll think he just got bit by this random dart frog that was in the area. It wasn't very clever, but...
It's better than mine.
So, I actually wanted the salt. And I guess I'm the only one who went whore mind with this one, right?
I was thinking lemon juice and salt. But it could have just been me.
So... I've been giving him fuck me eyes this whole time, right? So he knows I'm into him, right? So I'm going to take him backstage. I'm going to seduce him. I'm going to act like I'm going to go down on him, right? Right? I'm going to pull it out, get him hard, and then shove the salt in his pee hole.
Oh!
And I'm just going to keep doing it until I have to, like, give me that fucking money, bitch.
He ain't gonna pee right for
I know, right?
Forever.
Or I could be like, I don't know if this would work, but like, if you give me the money, I'll suck the salt out. I don't know.
I'll suck the salt out for
suck
sure.
The salt out. So that's where I went with that.
I mean, he might just give you the money so you'd suck the salt out.
That's true.
That might be the that might be the winner right there. Sure.
Take it away, Robin.
Oh yeah, sure.
Oh yeah, there's something I gotta do.
I knew I was not even supposed to be here today. Hold on. Alrighty, so thanks for listening. We can be reached at themurdermaidens13@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Maidens Murder. And on murdermaidens.com. Listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and our website. So please give us a thumbs up, hit the subscribe button, and drop us a comment. Like, for real. Like, we're tired of this waiting shit. Like, how many times I gotta tell you? Email us, send us a comment.
Nobody listens.
Robin, I forgot. I didn't tell you. You weren't on. We actually had someone interact with us on Twitter that suggested some cases for us to do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'll take a screenshot. And actually, there was like 15 cases they suggested.
Oh, okay.
So I'll send them to you. I don't know whether or not they listen to us or just follow us on Twitter, but...
That'll be something interesting to find out. But yeah, keep sending us... like, we'd like to talk to you, our three followers.
Yeah.
So until next time, don't get murdered.
Don't murder anyone.
And don't do anything we wouldn't do.
Bye.
Bye.